Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. Me and Casey are here today. We are just going to talk about a couple things that are on my mind real quick. So first of all, we were watching a show and they were talking about Fanta, as in the orange soda.
They also had grape.
And strawberry.
And strawberry. Probably another color too.
And they called it so we're watching it. It's this other podcast, the Hey Babe podcast, and they are calling Fantas Fontas. And that's not what it is, right? It's not Fanta. You can't call it a Fanta. And that's kind of like, isn't that something that just eats at you? There was something else I was talking to you about today, but it just gets at me when someone says a word and you're like, have I been pronouncing that wrong my whole life? And I don't think I have. And one of my old bosses, he used to be, like, obsessed with Fanta.
Fanta or Fanta?
I don't know now. But he was, like, I don't know, in his 40s or whatever. And, like, every day he would drink a Fanta, a Mexican Fanta, in the glass bottle.
Well, then it's a Fanta.
But don't you think... Fanta. But Casey told me it's in a commercial, so we're going to watch the commercial. So here we go. This is a little different for our normal podcast episodes. Do you want to say hello?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, now we have an advertisement for Airbnb. Get out of here!
Skip!
Okay, we're starting the commercial. What's going to happen? How long is this?
45
seconds. You guys are going to listen. What? Why do we have the...
We don't need the director. What's going on here?
It's telling us who the director of the commercial is. Wanna Fanta? They're still kind of saying Wanna Fanta. Wanna Fanta. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Well, what were they saying before that?
I don't know. They're speaking in Espanol.
In Espanol. It is catchy.
This is in completely Espanol. So maybe in Espanol, it's Fanta.
That's what I was saying.
I'm like, we're joking. So it's Fanta, right? So what's the best flavor of Fanta?
Well, probably grape.
Wrong. Strawberry.
Wrong.
Wrong. Here's the other question. What's better, Fanta or Crush? Since you love grape soda, orange soda, kind of the same thing. They're both for children, not for adults.
That's why I've had it in so many years. Oh, shit. Orange soda goes to Crush, grape soda goes to Fanta.
Ooh, interesting. I don't know which one's better. I don't consume enough orange soda or grape soda. I would like an orange soda like twice a year. I do love strawberry soda, though. That's pretty good. And here's another one. Can you like tell the difference between A&W root beer, Bargs, and Mug?
No, definitely not.
You know, I think that you could like tell the difference, but they really all taste the same. They're all delicious.
It's all root beer.
I love root beer. Why don't I ever get any root beer?
I don't know.
Do you have any other pop topics you want to talk about?
Well, I just hope that tune just gets stuck in your head.
It's already stuck in my head.
For the next...
Wanna Fanta!
Don't you wanna Fanta!
What do you think is the worst soda pop?
The worst of all time?
Yeah.
Sheesh. I'd say...
Diet cherry Dr. Pepper or cherry. There's like a diet cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper I had, and I hate diet soda, but diet Dr. Pepper is the worst.
I'd say Tab. Have you ever tasted Tab before?
I don't think I've ever had Tab.
Ugh. Ugh.
What do you think might be in the top three? Oh, there's so many good ones. Okay, I'm going to say my top five sodas. Vanilla Coke is probably number one. Classic Coke, number two. I love Squirt for my, like, a fruity pop. And then, oh, that's only three. Dr. Pepper, classic. And, oof. Root beer. I just said that they all taste, all the root beers taste the same, so I can't pick one. In a close six, RC Cola.
I'm not a fan of RC Cola.
What?
When you asked what my least favorite was, that was one of the first ones that popped in my head.
In your least favorite?
With RC.
That is terrible.
If I'm going to have a cola, it's going to be a Coke.
No, I'm just saying, okay.
Of all the colas.
Of all the colas, no, oh no.
I know you think Pepsi is worse.
Oh no, you think RC Cola is worse than Pepsi?
Could be.
That is wrong.
Could be.
Wrong. You know what they should have? So you know how they have at, like, when you can, like, build your own six-pack at places where they sell, you know, like, the different kinds of cans of beer? Like, this brewery, that brewery, they have all the different ones, you know? They should do that for pop in the grocery store. Because I don't need 24 RC Colas, but I would like maybe two.
You know what you do need is 20 mini Cokes.
I do. I need all the Coca-Cola. But
especially the mini ones.
But sometimes you're like, you know what I'm in the mood for today? I think I would like to get some. You liked the orange Coke.
Yeah, that was good. That was tasty.
But I'm like, we don't need a big thing of orange Coke, but you don't want to get an individual thing of. Anyways.
Cherry Coke's definitely my number one, though.
Okay, what's your five?
Cherry Coke.
I should have said six, I guess, because that's like a six-pack. So I guess if I'm doing six, RC Cola would be my six-pack.
Jeez. Yeah, so Cherry Coke, number one.
Okay.
Sierra Mist.
I still think that's so weird that you like Sierra Mist more than 7-Up. Or Sprite.
Yeah, I'm not a big Sprite guy.
I like Sprite way Sprite better than guy. Sierra Mist.
7-Up and Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist is like the white trash version of Sprite and 7-Up.
What the hell are you talking about? It's from the Sierras.
I don't think so.
It's fancy.
Okay.
It's like, mystical.
I cannot believe that was your number two. Sierra Mist.
These are in after number one. There's no particular order there.
Okay, keep going.
I'm not a big soda guy. That's the problem.
Okay, but there are things that you enjoy. What about your orange soda and your grape soda? You love grape soda.
I do love grape soda. Yeah, I'd say orange soda, grape soda.
That's in your pack. Your pack is like a middle schooler's.
Yeah, I'd probably put a couple grape sodas in there.
You can't get more
than
what we're talking. Six different flavors.
Oh, shit. Like normal Coke. And one more. Oh,
what?
Favoritos.
That I don't think that counts. I'm talking about things that come in cans.
What the hell?
Favoritos are.
Oh,
amazing.
Favoritos are the best.
What about Squirt?
Oh, Squirt. Yeah, hands down.
Okay.
Yeah.
That concludes.
Dude, Squirt's the best.
Our soda pops.
That goes. That's number two right there. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Grapefruit soda.
Yeah, I would hope that you'd like Squirt better than Sierra Mist.
What's wrong with Sierra Mist?
I don't know. I think it's terrible. It's like saying ginger ale.
Oh, I do love ginger ale too.
You like the worst ones. You like the worst pops.
Grape soda, ginger ale.
Okay, ginger ale is not something like a 12-year-old would like, but it is weird.
I've always loved ginger ale.
Okay, but do you like cream soda?
Yeah, but I didn't.
Yeah?
I didn't think that was like an option.
Yeah, Yeah, it is. It comes in those cans. The same brand as the ginger ale cans.
The bottles. Oh, I was thinking like orange cream soda or...
Oh, not orange cream soda. Like, I thought you were talking about just like cream soda. Which is just, I don't know what the flavor is supposed to, like vanilla?
It's supposed to be cream flavored.
It's weird.
Like Cool Whip.
Cool Whip? Some Cool Whip soda.
Cool Whip and Coca-Cola mixed together for...
Oh my gosh, like vanilla Coke, but it's Cool Whip Coke. That would be really cute.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. I don't even like Cool Whip.
I don't like Cool Whip either, but I do love some vanilla Coke.
Yeah. Not as good as cherry Coke, though.
Okay, so we decided it's Fanta, right? Not Fanta?
Well, it depends what country you're in.
Okay, that's a hard-hitting question of the day. Is it Fanta or Fanta? And I don't even know. You're going to have to call me if you want to tell me your thoughts or see me in person, because it's spelled the same way. Okay, anyways. I had another important question for Casey that I asked him. I asked him to think on this. How do you feel about looking up the set list for a concert before going to a concert? So people are on tour and you're like, oh, I'm going to go to the concert. And then you look up the set list. Is that a good thing? Good idea? Bad idea? Are you in favor? Not in favor? Obviously, it's not like a right or wrong answer. It's just an opinion, and I want to know yours.
Wrong.
You think it's bad?
Yeah, I would never do that.
You would never do that?
No.
Okay, give me your side of the story.
Well, that's part of going to a concert. You're going to a live show. You don't know like what songs they're going to be playing, what order, nothing like that.
I used to like not do that, and then I don't know what got into me, and I do it now. Because, I don't know, I just, you want to prepare. It's like a fun thing to do, too. You're like, oh, I know that they're going to play this song. So you're like, I got to listen to it before. You know all the words. Like, you get excited and stuff.
But what about when it's like, you hear like first notes of a song. You're like, oh, shit, that's the song.
I know.
And you all get stoked.
So here's the deal. I looked up the set list for Stevie Nicks. Because Stevie Nicks has an extensive library of music between her solo stuff and Fleetwood Mac. And I looked it up. And I don't know, I kind of regret looking it up because there's songs on there's songs that I want to see that are not on there.
Are there songs I want to see that aren't on there?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you. Okay, I won't include that.
Fair enough.
I won't include that. But, because there's one song that Casey wants to see. But, I was, like, listening to Stevie on my phone this, like, past couple weeks. And I was listening to the song. So I can't even sing it the right way.
Oh, come on, do it. So you can do it, just like Stevie.
Don't do it. You can talk to me. That song. And apparently she's not playing that song.
Hmm.
And, you know, I mean, but things could change too. The thing is with set lists, they change between venues. And this isn't like, but I feel like Stevie doesn't change it that much. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, you figure, like, when we go see the Glorious Sons, people post the set list afterwards, it's so different every show.
It seems like with bands like that, they change it way more than somebody like Stevie Nicks, who, it's not like she's putting out new music, really.
That's true.
She's kind of got her thing going on. But I saw today, so we're going to see Stevie on Saturday, so... I cannot even believe this is happening. But today I was on Instagram and I saw she just played Red Rocks, I think, last night or the night before, which would be amazing. Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado is like a dream venue to go to. But she is just going to like the most epic venues. Red Rocks and the Gorge, like amazing. But anyways, I saw like seriously 10 seconds of her playing Gypsy, which is like my favorite song, and I like got tears in my eyes. I'm like, I can't believe we're gonna see her. And it was awesome. So I cannot even wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even a huge fan like you, but I'm pretty excited. I mean.
Oh, yeah, you sound very excited.
Pretty excited. Can't tell. Pretty excited.
It's going to be amazing. Legendary. Iconic. We're seeing a music legend. A legend. It's going to be legendary. I can't even believe it. Like, legend, I don't even know what to say. Wait for it. Like, dude. Can you think of anybody who would be on this level for you to see?
I don't know. Like, Robert Plant.
Robert Plant is the Led Zeppelin guy, right?
Yeah, he's from it for Zeppelin.
Are all the members of Led Zeppelin still alive? You don't even like Led Zeppelin that much.
Yeah, but that's... What?
I don't feel like you like them that much.
I just don't listen to them very often around you.
I just don't listen to them, but I like them.
It'd be like... I don't know. It'd probably be like for me going and seeing Ozzy.
Ozzy.
But Ozzy, there's no more shows for Ozzy.
Yeah, he's done. Our friends went and saw him like 3 times on the farewell tour.
Yeah.
You missed out on that one.
I missed out on that one. When back when I was a young kid, I could have went and saw, you know, Jimi Hendrix. Back in the 60s.
Whatever, Casey. That was a stupid joke. I'm trying to think of other, like, amazing people to see.
Of, like, older generation.
Yeah, or even somebody now who you think might be the next generation of fantastic. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, super old.
Well, I'm really excited about the lineup for Pain in the Grass this year with The Last Day, which has the Glory Sons on it.
Yeah.
But it also has Sammy Hagar.
Okay, but do we like Sammy Hagar? I thought people didn't like Sammy Hagar because he's like Guy Fieri.
And it has George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my God, do some research.
Aren't you just supposed to tell me? You're supposed to tell me about these things.
You would know the music if you hear it. I'll start playing it for you.
Okay, here's my question. Do we like Sammy Hagar? I thought he was a loser.
It's kind of a...
I thought we were going to leave before he came on.
No, he'd stay around and watch it.
We might. I heard traffic at the White River Amphitheater is not a good time, but
yeah. We'll see. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I was asking you other, like, iconic people to see. Like, I had one in my head. Oh, I mean, this will never happen, but I would have loved to see Whitney Houston at some point. Just perform one song. Iconic. Icon. Legendary.
I'd like to see Foo Fighters one day. I know you're not a big fan of Foo Fighters.
They play at the Gorge sometimes.
They do. But they are very big.
Do you want to go to the Dave Matthews Band weekend at the Gorge? That's
a negative.
That is something
That's a negative.
No desire of going to see.
I don't want to see Pearl Jam.
Me neither. I definitely do not want to see Pearl Jam.
I don't want to go see
You could Pearl not Jam. Pay me to go to a Pearl Jam concert.
I'd go to a Tool concert.
I mean, you could pay me a lot of money, but...
Yeah, I'd like to see Tool.
I had somebody in mind when you were saying, like, Led Zeppelin. What about...
Greta Van Fleet.
Okay, so what's the deal with Motley Crue now? Because I would like to go see Motley Crue, but...
Well, they're aren't they coming to T-Mobile Arena? With Joan Jett and...
Yeah, I want to go to that concert.
Yeah.
It's Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Joan Jett. Somebody else, too, I feel like. Maybe not. Maybe that's everybody. I would like to see that. That would be fun.
I think Metallica would be a good one.
Then I'm good on that.
I know, you're good on that.
I'm good on that.
But,
I don't know, I feel like this is a terrible episode, but I just wanted to ask you...
I don't know, it's been a good time.
...controversial question about looking at the set list.
Yeah, no.
But you look at them... On the Glorious Sons page.
afterwards.
You don't, you have seen them before going to a Gloria Sons concert. But it's different for them because they switch it up more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, the Gloria Sons are our favorite band. And they're from Canada. And they're coming to White River Amphitheater in...
On September 4th.
Where is that? Auburn?
Yeah.
Auburn-ish? September 4th? Is that what you said?
September 4th.
Wow.
2 days before my birthday.
Well, don't remind me about your birthday, KCB.
Yep, I turned 26.
Yeah, that's what we're going with. What else do we have to talk about? Anything? Any highs and lows from the week? Oh, my roast. I got a roast for the week. And it just happened today. So, today, I open up the lint holder in the dryer. And all of these little tiny beads of something, like, I didn't know if they were wood chips or I had no idea, like, they weren't wood chips. I didn't know what, it looked like dirt, like seeds, like, I don't know what. I pull it out. They go all over the place. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I take off the lint, and then I put another load of laundry in, and I'm like, what the heck? Casey must have put some, like, really dirty clothes in, I don't know. And then I do the laundry, and or I start the dryer, and I hear, shh, it's like a rain stick.
Like, you hate what? Rain sticks, too.
I don't hate rain sticks. Why would you say that?
Remember when you jumped on my back?
When I jumped on your back?
At work. When I just had that okay, piece of...
that was not a rain stick. You put a washer on this really long thing. This really long... What was it?
It was a piece of all thread. So
no one knows just, what that means, Casey.
It was a long piece of threaded.
It was like a giant screw.
Yeah.
And so the washer goes, it's like... And it's metal. So... for so long. I hate stuff like that. That's not a rain stick. A rain stick is soothing.
I thought it was soothing.
That was like... for so long.
And what did it do again?
I'm a highly sensitive person. I don't like shit like that. So I was like, stop it. Stop making all this noise. All this racket. And anyways. So I figured out what was in the dryer. So we went to your mom's house on Mother's Day. And she was going through all of these seeds. She had, you know, 30 packets of seeds for gardening out on her table. And she was looking at them all. And she's like, I have so many seeds. Blah, blah, blah. And then there was also this other bag. It was a bag of bags of seeds that were from your brother's wedding. And that was their wedding favor. Seeds. We're not doing wedding favors, I don't think.
And I was planning on...
We're definitely not doing seeds because of this. I was like, well, that's a cheap wedding favor. I guess we could do that. Like, it's... But we got seeds. We didn't plant them. And then they're like, oh, we got all these seeds. It was basil seeds and what else? Bird seed?
Wildflower or something.
Oh, wildflower.
Wildflower. Now they're going to grow outside of the house where the dryer pipes out.
Okay, well, listen. So Casey had these bags of seeds in his pocket, apparently. So when it went through the dryer, they all opened up and went everywhere. So there's just seeds everywhere. Little tiny seeds. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Well, I mean, guess I should have planted them.
You could say you're sorry.
I am sorry.
You don't look sorry.
I am sorry.
So that's my roast.
Is it worse than the sequin incident, though?
No, but I had to clean all that up, too.
Oh,
and I
have
to clean all this up.
We're still finding them.
Yeah, I know we are.
A whole another house later.
Well, it is what it is. That has passed.
I guess that's true. The seeds will pass too. And we're going to have a bunch of basil and wildflowers right outside the side of the house.
I don't think we are. But do you have any toast or roast to share with the class?
Say just toast that I have been getting to have fun working on the new shed and doing insulation and electrical and paneling and fun stuff like that. Things that I really like to do.
My toast is that we've been playing cribbage every day. It's been fun.
And who's in the lead?
You're in the lead by one game.
One game.
It can change at any time.
We're 11 games into the series.
11 games. That's a lot. And
how many skunks have there been?
Oh my God. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. One we'll be skunk. Back next time to tell you about our lives and everything like that. As always, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. And we'll be back next time. Have a great day, night, weekend, whenever you're listening. And party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.